Homes are expensive in Steamboat Springs. A low-end single-family home will set you back about $600,000, while other properties can cost $1 million or more. And that can turn the dream of home ownership into a nightmare for most low- and middle-income residents. KUNC's Kyra Buckley has more as part of our Growing Pains series.
Bob and Leslie Gumbrecht moved to Steamboat Springs nearly 15 years ago to work as professors at Colorado Mountain College and for the stunning mountain scenery.
We had a great location for the first house we rented, right downtown, right where everybody wants to be.
As their family began to grow, they set their sights on buying a home, but they couldn't find anything within their price range until they found a mobile home for sale from a friend.
We went and looked at it, and I mean, it was cute. And in town, and something that we could actually make happen.
Which they did for 8 years, until the desire for more stability and a better investment put them back on the home buying market. But Steamboat Springs was no longer an option for them.
That's the one thing that we talk about a lot, is it just feels hard to not be able to afford to live in the community where you work and where you, I mean, that's where our kids were going to school.
While he doesn't know the Gumbrechts, their story is a familiar one to Jason Peasley. He's executive director of the Yampa Valley Housing Authority. And it's why, he says, the community is building homes for working families at sites like this one. But they can't do it fast enough.
Our newest project that we built 3 years ago has a wait list of 240 households. And so that amount of interest in that property, you know, gives us the confidence to go out there and build another 72 units. And on the heels of that, we have another 90 units planned because we know that the demand is just off the charts.
All of these are rentals, which Peasley acknowledges hurts middle-income families like the Gumbrechts who want to buy. Right now, it's about providing some choices and hoping that as Steamboat Springs grows in popularity, pressure on the housing stock will also go up.
Our goal is not to end up in a scenario where there's no choice, where our local workforce here in Steamboat has no options to live in Steamboat. That would be detrimental to just our brand as a community.
But Bob and Leslie Gumbrecht did leave the community and the mobile home they owned to buy a house about 25 miles down the road in Hayden. That was over 2 years ago.
Well, I think we were just to the point where we were, I mean, lot rent kept going up, house prices kept going up, and I think we were just like, if we don't try and buy something now that will give us some equity, we either need to do it now or just realize that, okay, this is where we're going to be, as long as we're in Steamboat.
Sipping on an IPA at the local brewery in Hayden, town manager Matthew Mendisco says the Gumbrecht story is the housing story of the Yampa Valley.
Why would I even consider buying a house that's brand new construction, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, starting at maybe $600,000 to $850,000, when I can come to Hayden and buy that right now, probably on the market, for about $340,000?
But in turn, it's causing its own growing pains for the town and its almost 2,000 people.
The community is growing, the building of a brand new school, a lot of projects, you know, we're taking on. And so I think people are starting to realize you could call it the Down Valley effect, you could call it whatever you want. I think it's just a choice that people are all of a sudden realizing that 20 miles and that 20 minutes is really not that bad.
And that's what attracted Bob and Leslie Gumbrecht to Hayden.
Do you want a seltzer or a cup of tea?
Sitting around a blonde-colored wooden table in the dining room of their 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, Bob says they're still settling into their new routine.
And we're not quite sure how we fit in it. Not yet, anyway.
Both commute 30 minutes to Colorado Mountain College for their teaching jobs. And because of the growing pains in Rout County, they're a split family. One of their kids still goes to school in Steamboat Springs, and the other just started middle school in Hayden. Kyra Buckley, KUNC, Steamboat Springs.